Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale pro.
Show.
They got me started, lion hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, ha. We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, and that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Ride the bush, I know be die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be?
G-Wagon, all different days. They got it, ride the wheel. I know people, I don't die or nothing. Make you no say anything when you do, them must commend it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when you do, I they try to do it on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty, plenty, plenty so far we be paid. Just to make some money day. But my people can go say I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want donut. Tell me, my nigga, what it come? G-Wagon. All the Bentley, they got them, ride the whip, I know be, die for nothing, my nigga, what's it gonna be, G-Wagon, all the Bentley, they got them, ride the whip, I know be, different things them happening, schemes and packaging, in a one night for shows I'm juggling, flow like the ocean, my boat I'm paddling, Sharashina fella, that's my bro, my family, rose in jail, when it comes to money I they concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you become, you shall not be head of state. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want donut. Tell me, my nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, stick at them, ride the whip. I know be, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, they got it, ride the whip, I know people can die for nothing. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Black power. finish what they started and we made it. Great state I'm in, in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Yo, turn this motherfucking shit up.
To the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. Coming to you live here from the belly of the beast in America, KKK. We are broadcasting all over the planet Earth, sending a special shout-out to our brothers and sisters in the mother continent of Africa and the many countries that are listening to tonight. We appreciate your support as we know you are listening in the late night hour. Black Power salute to you. To all of our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean islands, South America, Central America, Black Power salute. In the UK, Black Power salute. Australia, Black Power, all over the planet where you're listening. We appreciate your support. And last but certainly not least, giving a Black Power salute to our brothers and sisters here in the belly of the beast in America, America KKK, that is, that are continuing to support the new Black Panther Party and its nightly broadcast. Brothers and sisters, we are coming to the end of 2021. And tonight, as you know, every Thursday night, we have our New African Network special broadcast that is hosted by our dear brother, Eugene Talfort, who is also one of the key sponsors of the Thursday night broadcast with ETC Logistics. Our brother has brought us so much powerful information on these Thursday nights, information that folks can't even really necessarily get in places of higher learning. These are on-the-ground professional experiences. He's brought in so many key people who have been doing business on the continent as well as here in America. So this Thursday night business report has been very informative for all of us, including myself. So tonight we're going to bring on our brother, Brother Eugene Talfort, who is doing a special broadcast tonight, doing a 2020 recap of the business reports as well as the New Africa and the Pan-African Diaspora Report. With that being said, mic check, Brother Eugene, are you here?
Yeah, Black Power Sister, one love. This is Brother Eugene Talfort reporting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Black Power.
Black Power, brother, you have the floor.
Yeah, that's what's up, sisters. Hey, man, great state I'm in my melanin, in all states I'm in. Jumbo and Habaragani, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this evening's New Black Panther Party, New African Network, Thursday night business broadcast. Again, I am your co-host, Brother Eugene Talfort, reporting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. The New Black Panther Party and the New Africa Network extends a big up to all our dynamic brothers and sisters tuning in each and every week. We are Black Grassroots Organizations United, over 300,000 members, networkers, and affiliates operating together worldwide. Black grassroots organizations, Black businesses, Black activists, Black for-profit and nonprofit organizations working together to make a difference in the communities in which we live. In the words of Key Swahili, Tuka Pamoja, we are together. All power to the people. All power to the people. And remember, Black economics is Black power. As usual, we give a big asante to our queen and general, Dada Krista Muhammad, and all of the rest of the MBPP, National Nation Builders, people forever making a difference, people forever making it happen. A big asante and a big up goes out to all our supporters, our sponsors, our contributors, our business partners, our nation troops, our Black Nation troops and security teams, the NBP, Black Cross Medical Resource and Social Workers team. We give a big up to the New Africa Network Board of Directors, team members and affiliates. And let's not forget, Exquisite Import Export Trading Company, doing business as ETC Logistics USA, your one-stop shop network for international trade and logistics. For more information, call 1-800-216-1750. That's 1-800-216-1750. So, it's been a long week. Let's jump the night off with some highlights from the African stock market and exchange report. And here's today's highlights. First up, as usual, we have the Ghana Stock Exchange closing today at 2,801.08. It was down by 0.59%. This reflected a negative drop of -16.66 on the index. Year to date, the market was up at +859.49. This was a positive at 4.27%. The market capped out at $64.62 billion, and that was the end of the day on the GHS. Next up, we have the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, closed today at 73,780.45. It was up by 0.75% on the index. That reflected a positive at 548.44. That was the closing of the day. But year to date, the market was up at 14,377.77. That was a plus at 24.2%. The market capped out at 19.4 trillion. And that was the end of the day on the Johannesburg ZAR. Next up, we have the Nairobi Security Exchange closing at 165.27. It was down by 1.55%, reflecting a minus at 2.61 on the index. Year to date, the market was up at plus 13.16, reflecting a plus at 8.65%. The market capped out at 2.51 trillion, and that was the end of the day on the KES. Next up, we have the Nigerian Stock Exchange, the NSE, closing at 41.81327. It was up by 0.01%, reflecting a positive at plus 6.17. That was the on the end of the day of the index. Year to date, the market was also up at 1,542.55, reflecting a positive of plus 3,833%. And the market capped out at 21.83 trillion. That was the end of the day on the NGN. Next up, we have the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. The market closed today at 10,867.57. It was up by 2.48% with an increase in the shares of plus 263.38 on the index. Year to date, the market was also up at plus 8,231.23. Reflecting a plus 312.22% increase on the index this time last year. The market capped out at 1.32 trillion. And that was the end of day on the ZWL. And last and final up, we have the New York Stock Exchange closing today at 17,164.24. It was up by 0.083% on the index, reflecting a positive at 14.31 on the index. Year to date, the market was also up at plus 2,787.52. That was reflecting a positive of 19.39% on the index this time last year. And the 52-week high on the New York Stock Exchange was 17,312.94. So let's get into tonight's program. Black Nation Rising. This is day 667, reporting since the pandemic, Babylonian nations, creations, and the utilizations of weapons of mass destruction on the people, mass destruction on planet Earth. Broadcast in topic, we're going to be doing a recap on this past year, 2021. And we'll also be forecasting some upcoming events going into the new year, 2022. How do you like those numbers? They're lining up right nice and even. Well, the new year is finally upon us, and we see very good things while the new year is being ushered in, 2022. We are very exciting. It's going to be a very exciting and a very unique year for us, and many things are being talked about and discussed all throughout the African diaspora, talking about some of the good things that are happening, as well as some of the bad things that need attention in the Afro-diaspora and vice versa. However, the people, our black people, continue to be very dynamic and resilient despite of many of the things that we have to endure during the day-to-day life, living in the day-to-day life, being part of the pandemic, natural disasters, and also just trying to maintain a positive thought and well-being, keeping ourselves healthy, both physically and mental, in these days and time. The NBP and the NEA recap program, we're going to start it out with what took place back in January 25th, 2021. This was day 353, and we had a program discussing making money shipping to Africa, import exporting, and career opportunities. On the recap of March 16, 2021, day 367, reporting since the pandemic of Babylonian nations, we discussed financing your product and exporting and importing techniques to help further get income for your business. On March 18, 2021, day 374, we had a topic discussion speaking on business certification and contracting, how to get your company certified under the various both local and government programs. It was very beneficial information that we were relaying to the public. For those of you individuals who want to level up in your game and business, reach out to the New Black Panther Party, the New Africa Network, and we'll be able to direct you into some of the institutions that you can go get your company certified. That way you're able to contract and get money into your business through the local, federal, and international government programs. As we are leveling up, speaking of leveling up, talking about the African, the jumpstart of the African Industrial Revolution that started taking place in the year 2019 with the Yoruba Vote, a major exposition and symposium and conference, as well as pilgrimage back to the country of Ghana. And it was a very extraordinary event that took place that put everything in motion for the Pan-African movement, what's taking place now with the jumpstart of the African Industrial Revolution. So we want to encourage our brothers and sisters to reach out to our organizations here, including the Afro Diaspora Development Institute out of Washington, D.C., through the website, our ADDI.org. That's ouradddi.org. Get your company registered, and we'll also have the opportunity to direct you in the right direction for getting your company or your business certified. This time last year, during March 25th, 2021, day 383, we had a discussion about business etiquette and codes of conduct. As we spoke about codes of conduct, we often talked about being of competence, accountability, openness, and furthering along the language of Kiswahili, a language used to connect our African brothers and sisters through our own African dialect and tongue, connecting relationships and fostering business relationships through a common language. We talked about values and perspective, as well as talking about power and the parts of codes of conduct. April 8th, 2021, day 401, the business sense of 101, who and who not to F with in the financial arena.
some of the dialogue and discussions that we've talked around this was the algorithms that are placed in Babylonian nations, utilized to hinder the development of black economics through electronic devices, controlling the destiny, sometimes connected to many of the financial institutions that we are housing or storing our money, banks and predatory lending institutions, as well as redlining of black people and their businesses, their housing, things of that nature. That was a part of that whole discussion. And so we discussed a little bit about who to F with and who not to F with, and that's what we're going to gain. Some of those concepts are going to be used to gain control over our black economics, as well as determine where and who we spend our money with. As a black nation, a $3 trillion a year annually black race that contributes to the dynamics of Babylonian nations, whether it's through taxation, whether it's through the institutions where we bank our money, and how do we gain control over the destination in which we are trying to move in as a collective group of people. Next up, we have May 13, 2021. It was day 436. We had a discussion around the legacy of African nationhood, and we also discussed the humanitarian efforts of regaining our independence. This was a program where we featured our special guest speaker was Dr. Ronald Pennycook, former president of the Ethiopian Federation, came on to be a part of our dialogue and show and shared a little information about the African diaspora history as it relates to Ethiopia, and also going way back to understanding that they are certain lands that was given to the Afro-diaspora to encourage Africans to know that they always have a place in Africa to call home. He talked about Shashamani, as well as some of the ancient relics, as well as art and institutions that reside there. And he also discussed a little bit about the relationship that our ancestors here in the United States, our African ancestors, had developed in commission with Ethiopia that we did not even know as a part of the Ethiopian Federation. Next up, we have May 20th, 2021. That was day 443. We had a discussion on business agendas for the World Afro-Diaspora Exodus and a rally to help people become more aware of what's happening, what was happening with the Meseret Humanitarian Project with Sister Azage in Ethiopia, with the orphanage getting donations in the door. So that seemed like that was a pretty good program that we had, and mostly discussed our strategies around being able to make some moves back to the mother continent, whether it is for on a permanent basis or whether we just go there to do business and to have a second place of to be able to reside. Of course, you all know we here, African-Americans, Africans living in America, have a very conscious movement that's taking place these days with the jumpstart of the African Industrial Revolution. We encourage our brothers and sisters to take their DNA test and also begin to trace your history, where your African ancestry come from right there on the mother continent, as we are children of descendants of enslaved African peoples. African peoples who did not choose to be enslaved, but were in fact captured, brought here to Babylon, and was forced here to help build up this great nation. So when we talk about the concepts and institutions of how we exist in all of this, we often rely back on our history to be able to identify where it is that we're going in our future. So as a part of that diaspora exodus, we had discussed concepts and strategies of how to begin to get reacquainted on the mother continent. Next up, we had June 3rd, 2021. That was day 456. And we discussed current events and established economic stability in the diaspora. When we talked about how do we strategize with our brothers and sisters who are linked up and many of the grassroots organizations that we're affiliated with and linking our brothers and sisters up to discuss and you perhaps have a conference to discuss establishing economic stability in the Afro-diaspora. This is a method that our great and dear brother, Dr. Marcus Garvey, talked about many years ago about uniting and linking up to solve many of our both political and economic problems as we are uniting our funding and the concepts of cooperative funding to be able to stabilize economics wherever our black people are living. June 17, 2021, day 470, we talked about medical apartheid. This was part four of our humanitarian response and things that were taking place throughout the African diaspora during the course of the pandemic, whether it was through the stresses that many of our Afro nations were feeling from the COVID epidemic, as well as natural disasters. And there were discussions about plans in place to where we can help be of assistance to one another, whether we are living right next door to one another, whether we are living miles away in another country, but being able to support our brothers and sisters in times of need, that was the discussion of June 17th. Next up, we had August 5th, 2021, day 521 of the pandemic. We discussed protecting Africa and the escalation of European, Asian, and Middle Eastern hostility and attacks on the Afro-diaspora. And out of this, much of the news that we were watching, including right here in Babylon, with the abuse of both system and racism towards African people, it had come to our attention that this was a major discussion that we needed to talk about as part of our think tank program and being able to come up with solutions and resolutions to perhaps putting certain measures in place that could help protect black people wherever they may be. 2021, it was day 528 of the pandemonium, strategies and concepts of great African exodus. We talked about demanding an end to the ongoing oppressive domination of African people, as well as African lands and resources. And I think that was a pretty good topic, if I can remember a little bit. We had some very strong dialogue about how do we operate as a cooperative, collective group of people to recapture things that were either stolen or taken away from us maliciously, and coming up to some resolutions to see about getting some legal matters put into place as well. So it seemed like that was a pretty good conversation for that day. Next up, we had August 19th, 2021, day 534.
We had a discussion around the separation of nation building and understanding economic repression, the separation of those who are nation building and understanding economic repression. And it seemed like that was some pretty good dialogue around that. That's kind of relating back to the previous program that we had discussing the strategies and concepts of the Great Exodus. August 26, 2021, day 541, strategies and concepts of international commerce and global and the global trade war. And we gave the people a little bit of insight what is currently now taking place with the international global trade war in the Pacific, as well as with the United States and many of the Russian nations, communist nations, the gavel to get control of certain global trade routes. And, of course, Africa was also a discussion as a part of that, whereas we know we've been kind of keeping our ear to the horn to see exactly what's going on in Africa, where we have many nations continuing to jockey for position of our African lands and resources, putting military bases there and making big disturbances, including some of the things that we've just mostly recently seen with the adverse effects that have taken place in Ethiopia with the Tigray region war against insurgents and terrorists. And the U.S. and other Babylonian nations had a play role in how that all of that had escalated. But peace and blessings go out to our brothers and sisters in Ethiopia. We're continuing to keep you in our prayers and hope that you can come to reconcile the differences and to begin to unite our brothers and sisters so that we can move in to the future. Next up, we had September 2nd, 2021. That was day 548. And this was a time where we must have had, with the National New Black Panther Party organization, had launched its Black Cross emergency efforts. And this was because of the hurricane that took place down in the southern region here in the United States. And General Crystal Muhammad, along with the rest of the Black Cross units, had prepared to go down south to assist our brothers and sisters in time of need immediately after this hurricane that took place. So we give a big up and a big salute to the Red, Black, and Green for you guys going down and helping our brothers and sisters in time of need. That was back in September. That was September 2nd, 2021. Next up, we have September 9th, 2022, day 555, information on leveling up in the African diaspora, preparing for the African Industrial Revolution. And, man, can you believe it? Moving into the new year, 2022, last year, pretty much all this year, we've been seeing some extraordinary things as we were discussing what's happening there on the mother continent, the Industrial Revolution. It is in well in effect right now. And we've been seeing some very positive growth from new infrastructure projects to construction projects to agriculture to political reform, the unification of African nations joining up and linking up and doing trade with the Continental African Free Trade Agreement that was put into play January of this year, 2021. And we see been seeing some very economic progressive things that have been taking place in the financial arena with many of the stock markets, how trade has been boosting the incomes of the local people as well as outside investors like ourselves. We've been there for the last couple of years. Since the year of abode, many African Americans
Many African, Native African people are beginning to move back to Africa. They are going there to live, work, and play, and which has been very exciting. And we've been actually following a lot of the content and the dialogue that our brothers and sisters, boots on the ground, who are making it happen. And so we continue to take part and be a part of the progress as the new year is being ushered in. So a big shout out and a big hat off, as well as a big up as a part of the African Industrial Revolution. We have the power. Black economics is black power. Next up, we had in September, that was day 569. It was a report, the Black Nation report, and this was a report on the Haitian conflict that was taking place over there in Haiti as a part, and also some of the atrocities that were occurring that were occurring with our brothers and sisters down there on the U.S. border. And tensions had heightened during that time period, and we saw many of the things that the Babylonian nation was carrying out that was not kosher in the eyes of how they treated our black brothers and sisters in the time of chaotic and stress that they were enduring as a part of the rise up in the nation of Haiti. October 10th, 2021, day 582, the topic was, are black people ready to lead the future of the black race? Who is ready and who is not? Whoa, I know that was some hot topic right there. And yeah, that was some very deep dialogue that we discussed that day on October 10th. And basically, you know, we discussed what type of people, what type of black people are ready to level up and what type of black people who are not ready to level up. And we have often talked about, you know, some of the things that we are trying to get a better understanding, especially when we are trying to level up in our communities in which we live, but we continue to see some black people are not quite ready. But on the truthful side of it is that we do see a lot of black people who are ready. So, you know, that can be some very big discussion that we're going to be able to continue to take into the year 2022. And maybe we'll come back and have another program and topic along that level because, yeah, you know, we definitely, when we're talking about futurism and the direction of being able to survive, moving into a technology age, a progressively technological age, are black people ready to be liberated on a much higher level? That's some positive stuff right there for sure. October 21st, 2021, that was day 596. We had a special guest come on our show, Brother Dinus Amir, with the Search for Uhuru organization. And this brother was very dynamic, who shared a little information about himself as well as his experience about he himself, who has been boots on the ground in Africa, both in Sierra Leone, Nigeria, and has traveled all throughout the African continent, just getting to know the people. And this brother is very dynamic and extraordinary, who was very gracious enough to share a little information about himself, his education, his athletic background, as well as he's an author. He was able to share some of his books that he's done with, you know, getting our black children acclimated and comfortable with themselves and who they are as people, educational dialogue around that, psychological educational writing to help our black children become more aware and comfortable who they are in their skins. Mentally, he also had a little information. He had an autobiography about himself and the direction, some of the things that he's experienced throughout his lifetime during high school to up to collegiate level and now into the corporate arena and now moving into the whole concept of the search for the Uhuru organization programs that are being fostered to get our brothers and sisters acclimated with themselves in the African arena, taking trade missions as well as trips, vacational trips, scheduling vacational trips to for brothers and sisters who want to go to Africa. A little bit about what he's just recently done. He recently took a group to Sierra Leone, African-American brothers and sisters. I think it was about 20, 25 of them all together went over to Sierra Leone, and I believe they're now in Nigeria. Been over for a month stay, and some of the brothers and sisters went over there and was able to get their dual citizenship. Wow, isn't that something? So, yeah, this brother is making some extraordinary moves. So a big shout-out and a big up to you, Brother Dinus Amir. Keep up the good work, brother, and we will definitely be in touch with you in the very near future to have you back on the program if you're listening tonight. He's also a part of the New Africa Network, and a network that is very dynamic and broad, bridging the gap between brothers and sisters in the African diaspora with brothers and sisters on the continent to do business, whether it's to go there to live, work, or play. On October 28, 2021, day 603, we had special guests come on the program, Brother R.J. Motti. And Brother R.J. is a real estate developer, is a native African-American brother who now lives in Senegal, West Africa. He came on to share a little information about his background living and investing in Senegal, and gave us a little information about his personal background, about some of the business opportunities that exist there, and, of course, sharing a little information about the family life. He's a family man, and so in the very near future, we also hope to have Brother R.J. Motti on to come on our program to update about what's happening right there in the nation of Senegal, Senegambia, West Africa. Next up, we have November 4th, 2021. That was day 610. And we had a special guest on, Dr. John Boyd and his wife Kara Boyd of the National Black Farmers Association. And Dr. John Boyd came on to share a little information about the association getting our black brothers and sisters acclimated with farming and agriculture. He also spoke a little bit at that time, the annual Black Farmers Association conference that took place on November 5th in Boynton, Virginia. And it was very dynamic with a actual conference, symposium, as well as a concert that took place there with one of Bob Marley's grandsons who orchestrated the music. And I believe they had some type of video shoot, debut of a video shoot addressing some of the things that the black farmers that we've been going through, and was able to get the Bob Marley family engaged in on creating an actual song that was being presented there at the conference. So, hey, man, big hats off and big up to Dr. John Boyd and Sister Kara Boyd with the National Black Farmers Association. You can always go to the National Black Farmers Association website for those of you who are interested in getting involved in more farming and agriculture. These people are very dynamic and have a very big footprint in what they do with helping black farmers and people who want to get into farming to stay on track. Next up, on November the 11th, 2021, that was day 617, we had a guest speaker on. It came on was Sister Charmin Penda. She is the co-chairman for the Cameroonian Chamber of Commerce out of Douala, Cameroon. And I believe we had a little dialogue on a little bit about what was happening there in Cameroon
some of the investment opportunities, how to get your business connected. But I think she also had an emergency at that time, so she wasn't able to stay with us very long. But we are hoping to have Sister Pinda, Charmin Pinda, come back on at some point in time. And she's another sister here from the United States who she and her family picked up and moved to Cameroon a few years ago and have been living there and operating a very successful business, as well as she being a major part and ambassador to the Cameroonian government to get more of our brothers and sisters who want to come there, who may have some DNA connections, ancestral connections to Cameroon, to bring you there for a pilgrimage if you want to go there to vacay. You know, this sister's been very extraordinary in helping our brothers and sisters when she meet and greet them, being able to show them a very good time while they're there in Cameroon. So big hats off to your sister, Charmin, and hope to see you in Cameroon this summer sometime. Peace and blessings to you and your family, and a happy new year to you. Also, November 18th, day 624, we had a special guest that came on the program, Brother Keith Williams, came on, commercial banker, came on to speak a little bit about commercial banking, both here in the United States and in the diaspora, banking internationally, knowing about some of the investment opportunities that exist in Ghana, West Africa. And he had put together a company a couple of years ago and have been in Ghana, where he now owns property and has been there helping brothers and sisters from the U.S. If you're interested in going to Ghana and also buying property, being able to offer some banking programs that you can participate under to get you into a property over there. And just from what I've been seeing, hey man, these properties are well worth getting invested into, even if you just have a second home in Ghana or on the mother continent. Brother Keith Williams is the person to reach out to get more acclimated with the financing programs that they're fostering in Ghana. For additional information, you can contact either myself or Sister Crystal Muhammad with the New Black Panthers organization, New Black Panthers Party organization, and she'll be able to, both of us will be able to provide you information, his private information. Next up, we in December 2nd, 2021, day 639, we had a discussion around business management efficiency and quality control. And that was some very extraordinary dynamic conversation that we had, and thought that was a good conversation that we had about leveling up your business management techniques, also putting quality control methods in place to help you govern your and your business. These are some things that are very highly needed, especially when most of the companies these days, as well as their personnel, are only operating on 60 to 65% energy level. We need to raise this level up, and especially in the African community, as we are taking part in the jumpstart of the African Industrial Revolution, we definitely want to rev our power up to at least 110 minimum so that we can move into the future. That's what's up. That's Black Power right there for you. Last up, tonight's broadcast, December 30th, 2021, day 667. This is our last new NBP, New African Network Thursday night business broadcast. And, hey, man, it's been an extraordinary year. But we want to say that we love all of our brothers and sisters out there, and we wish all of you a happy new year. And right now, I'll yield the mic for a few minutes and let Sister Crystal Muhammad jump on in. And before that, I'd like to say happy Kwanzaa, Black families. Yesterday, we had Wednesday, December 29th, which was Ujamaa, meaning in Swahili, familyhood. It also means cooperative economics and cooperative with each other to
to provide essentials like everyday living needs to build and to maintain our businesses, our stores, our shops, our for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa to you too, Ibari Ghani. Yes, Brother Eugene, we want to give you a special thank you from the New Black Panther Party as you came on board. Initially, when we first met you, you invited myself to come speak at the African Union conference in D.C. And since then, we have been comrades ever since. Not only did you start off reaching out to us to connect us with our brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa and the different diplomats that represented us at the embassies in D.C., but also you connected us with activists from the U.K., the sister that moved down to Gambia, Sister Jeanette, as well as the other brothers that were doing activism work up in New York. And it's been an ongoing process. You were able to link up with our brother Jesse up in Virginia, who helped to engineer that conference where we initially linked up. And since then, the brother has been such a valuable asset. He's invited myself and other comrades onto the New African Network calls that were taking place on Saturdays, and he was a special guest a few times before actually coming on board and being our regular Thursday night host giving these Thursday night business reports. So it's been quite an evolution of camaraderie working with you, and it's been quite an honor, Brother Eugene. You have been extremely professional. You've been very thorough with these Thursday broadcasts, but our brother went above and beyond and came out to help us earlier this year when we had a great tragedy to unfold in South Carolina. Our National Field Marshal, Buttersweet Amenhotep's daughter, became missing, and we had to do a search for her. Brother Eugene came down to help us find her. Unfortunately, that didn't turn out well, as our young queen, young princess, we found her, but she was not alive. That was a very tough time for us as an organization. We are still dealing with that. But the fact that you came down and put boots on the ground meant a lot to us. And so this network that we are developing is very genuine. It's not anything that anybody can script. I mean, the information that has been presented to us by Brother Eugene and the New African Network is priceless, and it's practical. Not only is it priceless, it's practical, it's needed, and it's what we must be doing as New African people. For us to be categorized as African-American, categorized by other people, but we know for a fact that we are the direct descendants of the motherland of Africa, who people have settled in every anchor of this planet, and we had those who came voluntarily or were already indigenous to this land, but we do know it was an absolute fact that our people were also kidnapped and stolen, and there has been a ongoing war against Africa and the people of Africa by the European nations for centuries. And not only were our people forced and bought into slavery, bought and forced into slavery here in America, but colonizers also infected and affected the motherland of Africa. And so we are all connected. We have one common enemy, and that is white supremacist, westernized colonialism, so-called wannabe imperialism. But they're not imperialists. They're wicked. They're wicked operatives who have been in position of quote-unquote power for too long, and their time is up. We know that Africa is the birthplace of all humanity. We know that Africa is the root continent of all of the other continents. We know this to be a fact. It is a geological, anthropological fact of the planet Earth, that Africa is the only continent that is literally rooted into the core of the planet, and all of the other continents have drifted from this core base. But we are the people of this original land, being through an original and through a history and through a come from a bloodline like no other. We have endured a lot, and we have a lot of work to do. We have endured a lot, yet we still have a lot of work to do. We have been fashioned to be a resilient people, as we are truly the original people of the Creator. So with us being the original people of the planet from the original Creator, that means this planet belongs to us. But our throne is indeed the motherland. And anywhere we set our feet at becomes our territory. So what I'm getting at, what this broadcast on Thursday night and what every broadcast we do every night on New Black Panther Party, they are designed to open your mind and to bring you information. But all of this information that we bring to you, you have to apply it on your own. Now, what our brother Eugene has done on these Thursday night is to give us business information. Not only business information, we've been dealing with political information being brought to us by not individuals who just reading books, but brothers and sisters who are actually applying what is being told. Brother Eugene has ran a logistics business for over 30 years, importing and exporting. His credentials are more than enough. The people that have been presented on here, on this New African Network, are not just talking about going to Africa and what must be done. They are doing it. We have had brothers and sisters to come on to give us opportunity and that are avenues for us to acquire land from North Africa, Northeast Africa, and Ethiopia to West Africa in Ghana. Not only that, we have been presented with ways of being a part of the Industrial Revolution of Africa. That is major. That is a subject matter that could be a whole broadcast in and of itself on a nightly basis. The Industrial Revolution of Africa. We have the opportunity on our watch to be a part of the revolution of helping to assist in the expansion of modernization in Africa. There are plenty of modern cities in Africa. There are cities in Africa that outdo us here in America. Most of us here have only known one plantation nation. There are over 50 countries in Africa. Over 50. And we have been connected with at least half a dozen directly with folks that have presented to us opportunities for Ghana, Sierra Leone, Senegal, Ethiopia, Nigeria, and South Africa. Am I missing anybody? Gambia. It's almost a dozen. Tanzania, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau, where my ancestors hail from, Cameroon, over a dozen countries in Africa, direct connections have been presented to us with the support and help of Brother Eugene Tapper and the New African Network, everyone at the New African Network. Shouts out to Brother Imani. We also have responsibility of assisting with the humanitarian efforts that are going on with the Meseret orphanage. Should we not help our people in humanitarian efforts? Of course. Not only have we dealt with natural disasters that needed our response here in America, but there have been natural disasters that have affected the motherland of Africa that need our assistance. Moving into 2022, we need to take this information that we've had for 2021 and be directly applying it and continue to build upon it. The brother started off with giving us a direction and instructions on not just going to Africa as a tourist, which is fine if that's what you want to do, but go with the tourist with the mind state of contributing to the upliftment of the motherland. And those of us who are really on point should be taking this information to plan our exodus and return back to the motherland. As we can surely see, if you're not reading the times, America is falling before our eyes. Have you not noticed that each week he's doing the business reports that the stock markets in Africa are on the high, while Europe and America's stock markets are plummeting? These numbers are not fictitious, because the fact of the matter is, any and all of the resources, the majority of the resources that keep American and Western nations afloat, the raw materials come from Africa, the majority. So why would we not be involved in what was presented to us at the beginning of the year with shipping and importing and exporting? Even from the black farmers, we need to be doing agriculture here as well as exporting and importing agriculture products to the motherland. These opportunities have been presented right here on this Thursday night broadcast. Not only if you want to get into doing this, it was being presented to you, to us, on how to get certified to do these type of business maneuvers and essentials, I should say. We want to be connected and plugged in. That doesn't stop any of us from doing what we're doing here. In fact, if you have a talent and skill or industry here, then that should be the natural course of industry that you would bring to the table on the motherland of Africa, as we have at least 12 countries. Pick one that we have allies on already. Pick one. Not only have we been told the steps of starting and engaging in the business, but also getting certified, we've been presented with the ways to travel there and to travel through the brothers and sisters who have the travel and travel arrangements, industries already in place. The brother Dinas, the brother Matt D, already have these travel agencies available and business agencies for us to do business, not only just travel. If you want to repatriate, those of you who are evolved to that point and are mature enough and economically able to do so, to free yourself from the plantation and go and live, I mean, that's going to be heaven. I would rather, look at what the hell we go through here, being governed on our land by invaders. Imagine when we are, for us to be living on the land that's governed and ruled by our own. Majority black people everywhere. We've been given opportunity on how to finance business opportunities. We've been presented by Brother Keith on if you move to Ghana, and I believe it was another country, financing your home. Everything that's practical. And these are things that we can be doing here and positioning to do abroad. If you want to do dual citizenship and you don't want to repatriate, you want to travel back and forth as you're importing and exporting and doing business and being part of the Industrial Revolution of Africa, it has been laid out practically. All you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/NewBlackPanther Party and go to any Thursday night, any Thursday night, and click on the New African Network report, and you will be on a higher level than most of your peers with the content and information that has been presented to us. This is our opportunity. This is on our watch. We could talk about Kwame Ture all day long, Kwame Nkrumah all day long, W.B. Du Bois, Marcus Garvey all day long, but they have gone to the realm of the Egungun. They are great ancestors now. This right now is our opportunity on our watch, brothers and sisters, on our watch. And as we have been getting these reports, is it a coincidence? As we're getting closer connected, then all of a sudden, towards the end of the year, the United Snakes and the West have engaged in active warfare in Africa in three sections, in Ethiopia, or tried to attempt warfare in Ethiopia, in Mali. And now there's been a biological and in Central America, the southern part of Africa, using these same dirty cracker tactics. But isn't it powerful to know that our people shutting them down in Ethiopia, in Central Africa, Southern Africa? We are not falling for the bullshit from the past. So we are seeing our people not only represent military strength, business strength, self-determination. It is no coincidence that on today, the fifth day of Kwanzaa, Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocation, the building and establishment of our communities in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Purpose. I repeat, to make our collective vocation and building and development of our communities in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. What is our community? Our community is anywhere we step. Our community is the planet Earth. Our community is the motherland. Our community is the city that we stand in, as our true greatness is the true rulers of this planet. We are not niggas. We are not bitches. We are not slaves. We are, in fact, kings and queens, each and every last one of us, as we are from the direct bloodline of the Creator, because He created us. This cracker was made. And we ain't got time to deal with that, because if you don't know that by now, you got homework to do. But right now, we're talking about the work in front of us. Anchoring on whatever business you need to be having to be self-determined right here where you at right now. If it's trucking, if it's insurance, if it's construction, if it's art, if it's technology, if it's medicine, whatever you're doing right now, you should be positioning yourself to have that as your own business that you're doing to be self-sufficient right now. Even if you're picking cotton on some plantation right now, you still should be dedicating a key amount of hours to developing your own business and be saving your monies to get the hell up out of here, because America is going to fold. Look at all of the, if you take the time to just go on YouTube and pull up financial analysts, even the crackers are telling each other this shit is about to pop. Disease is riddling us, and these diseases are man-made by these Europeans and their counterparts or co-conspirators. As these Western nations are panicking, what type of people would enact this virus and be trying to push this vaccine if not a desperate people? Why would they want to depopulate the planet? Because the masses are waking up, and also they're a key part is their access to resources has been cut dramatically, as our people in Africa have said no more. And what is the best and greatest resource out of Africa ever? It's people. It's people. Us. No dividing. And anytime we got weaklings amongst us, let them go. And when you see shadiness around you, get rid of it. Because they're fester. And I'm saying this from finding it out, from dealing with things and people. We have an opportunity here, and we must seize it on our watch. This is not something that's out of the ordinary. This is not anything requiring a supernatural event. Preparation. Time. You can, the brother, one of the brothers came out earlier and said he went, it only cost him $1,000 round trip. You can pretty much do that almost everywhere on the continent of Africa, $1,000. Y'all stop, I mean, no offense, but seriously, how many trips to fucking Mexico and cruises are y'all going to be taking? We are not Mexican. Although if you do the route and check, you know, the Olmecs were black people. But even those people, the Olmecs, came from the motherland. We are from Africa. Our ancestors from Africa. It's money to be made in Africa. It's freedom to be achieved on the motherland. Pick your country. Pick one. Do your due diligence. Do your heritage. Go to AfricanAncestry.com. Find out where you're from. Let that be the land. And if that's not the land, we've given you other opportunities to even anchor in on doing business while you position yourself to do it on your land. We got options here. For the first time on our in our people's sojournment, what our parents didn't have that we have now, we have an African Union. Not saying it's perfect, but we have a platform to present our issues to. This didn't exist in our parents' generation. We have an opportunity to do something that our grandparents didn't do. Some of our grandparents were actually in chattel slavery, and their grandparents were in chattel slavery, would get killed with even thinking about what we have been given practical application and ability to plug into. This is major. This is major. So let's get in, let's get on board, brothers and sisters. We have, if you have questions on what to do, hit us up, mbpp.org, and we will refer you to Brother Eugene or any of the people that he presented to us. But also, go back and listen to some of the reports. If you have a subject matter that you're interested in that has been presented, you can play any of these broadcasts on demand. All of these from 2013 up until now are available on Blog Talk. radio.com/New Black Panther Party. Do your own research. And with that being said, I see we have our Minister of Culture on the line. Oh, let me see here. My switchboard trying to stick on me. I know I saw our Minister of Culture on the line just a second, and I'm going to say before he gets on, y'all, anyone that's on that has a question or comment, make sure that you press that number one and jump into this discussion. Give me 1 second, Brother Greg. I'm trying to bring you on in here. I'm bringing Brother Greg in, Brother. I got to reboot this switchboard. Is there anything you want to add, Brother Eugene?
Yes, sister. Thank you for that very powerful dialogue that you shared with us about the year 2001 and many of the extraordinary achievements that we've been having within the nation. Certainly, we are a progressive thinking people, very conscious thinking people, and have been doing some extraordinary things in our communities in which we live. Again, big up to the New Black Panther Party with years in history. It has been always in the making, And hopefully we can continue to get more of our younger brothers and sisters to join up with the New Black Panthers organization. For certain, we need more people who have an understanding of the plight and the mission in which we are trying to achieve, and encourage our brothers and sisters, wherever you may be at in the African diaspora, to join up. You know, we've often talked about this on the New Black Panther and New Africa Network Thursday night business broadcast. We are not our parents' generation, nor are we our grandparents' generation. We are a new breed leader generation, a new breed African generation, man and woman with enough respect. We need those real G's on deck. We call in the future for 1 million Africans to participate in the African Liberation Day and conference. It's going to take place, hopefully, this year in 2022 on the Mother Continent, and we will be relaying advice on which country that is currently jockeying to have that conference there. It could be Ghana. Hey, it could be Senegal. Hey, even South Africa right now is in position right now, working along with Dr. Erykana Turing-Barakwa of the African Diaspora Development Institute. Many of our dynamic brothers and sisters like Dr. Umar Johnson and Dr. What's his name? Cloyd Anderson, and many of our dynamic brothers and sisters who have been getting this conference and think tank thing in place right now. We also understand that there will be many musicians as well as political activist organizations, people on higher up of in the politics arena with the African Union. Many of the embassies are going to be coming out, and just basically the whole African familyhood will be meeting up in Africa at a designated spot, and this is looking to be a very big a celebration that will be taking place. So we continue to keep our eyes and watch out, and we'll keep the public abreast of when we get the information. We would definitely be relaying it out to you, so enough respect. Also, if you want to join the New Black Panther Party, the African Liberation Army, the NFAC, and a big shout out to Brother Grandmaster Jay. I know he's been going through a few things, but we're hoping that this brother continue to keep the energy, and we also send out peace and blessings to you, brother, to continue the movement of the NFAC as one of our major black grassroots organizations, as well as militia team. Team Huey Newton, we give a big shout out to you as well. We also give a big shout out to the South Africa Economic Freedom Fighters with Julius Malema, and a very dynamic and extraordinary Pan-African brother who we've partnered up with, teaming up to make things happen here, and also to share dialogue about some of the defense mechanisms that we can share amongst each other to protect black people and black resources. Also, we give a big shout out to the African Diaspora Development Institute with Dr. Turing-Barakwa. As we mentioned earlier, you can access information about the African Diaspora Development Institute at www.ouraddi.org. Also, the African United Business Organization, which is one of the parent companies of the New Africa Network. We want to give a big shout out to the board of directors. Brother Jerome Matias has been very active this year. And matter of fact, Brother Jerome is going to be taking a trade mission to Ethiopia in this upcoming week. Just keep us posted about your trip, brother, if you happen to be listening on the program tonight. Godspeed to you and have a safe trip. We also have Brother Roz Alua, who is our board of directors out of the Philadelphia branch.
and many brothers and sisters up there, part of the African Liberation Movement, has been under the jurisdiction of Brother Raj Alula, and we've had many brothers and sisters who have been participating in the jumpstart of the African Industrial Revolution, both in the Philadelphia and the New Jersey area. Also, Dada Kathar Mundet, our very dear sister from out of South Sudan, East Africa, and she's been on a board of directors for a few years now, and this sister's been very dynamic about keeping us abreast about what's happening there in East Africa, especially in the Sudanese area, a land of Kemet, where our ancestral heritage evolved from, and for certain African ancestry has a very rich history. So we continue to send out our peace and our prayers, our peace and blessing, go out to our brothers and sisters in the Sudanese region, and hopefully they can pull themselves together as well, uniting as a common front, African front. Brother Yamani Jean-Paul, Ethiopia and originally from Tanzania, is one of our board members, has been keeping us abreast about what's taking place there. He is now residing in Ethiopia, has been working there as a news caster for the Ethiopian news, and also translating much of the news there from Ethiopian dialect, Amharic, into Swahili, and also been working to bridge the gap between our tribal brothers and sisters who sometimes are not acclimated and they're not communicating with each other, getting them acclimated with the key words of language, key Swahili. And so we give a big shout out to our brother for his courageous venture on that. Also, our board member, Brother O.P. Olamola, he's been a part of our board of directors for a few years now out of Nigeria. And Brother O.P., a big hat off to you and big up to you as well, brother. Thank you for all the vital information that you've been sharing with us and keeping us abreast as part of the technological development and what's taking place in Nigeria as a part of the jumpstart of the African Industrial Revolution. And so as you can see, most of our brothers and sisters on our board are very diverse, ranging from here in the United States to the Caribbean, from the Caribbean, Central South America, and also Africa, where we may be at in the African diaspora. That's where we have brothers and sisters that we are connected to. So yeah, that's what's happening. The African Connection, the New African Network, continues to keep our brothers and sisters connected. It is the way, and just keep us in your prayers for this upcoming 2022, bringing the new year in so that we can continue to bring this extraordinary news broadcast to you. Also, I want to not forget Brother Michael Omar of the Tunacheki news broadcast, and you can see a lot of the Tunacheki, the number two Tunacheki radio broadcast, and this brother has been very dynamic about relaying information to the our broadcast here that we come on the show each and every Thursday night to relay to the people. Also, Brother Brethren Coleman of the Afro Diaspora News Channel, and then brother named Phil has been able to relay a lot of the informative information that we have on the network as well. Okay, so I'll yield the mic and see if we have Brother Greg. Has he come on yet?
Black Power, Brother Greg, your mic is open.
That sounds like baby
we
Black
didn't
Power
hear you
to me.
Say that again. It sounds like the Black Power baby's on the line.
Black Power!
Yo!
Black Wow! Power! Wow! One more time.
Yeah. That's
Black
what's up,
Power!
Man. Yeah, Black Power, baby sis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's baby Black Power
right
there for you. Yeah, bringing in the
I'm talking about closet, in the new year.
Yeah.
Bring it in. That's what it's all about.
Black Power, yep. Just trying to, you know, get her down for the night, but she's hanging in like a trooper. You know, as
sound
always.
Like she up to me. She done pep me up. Don't sound like she going down.
She's been up since 7:30 this morning, no nap, you know, at all. So, you know, she's about to start winding down.
Last hour.
Yeah, so we get one more in before she go down. But you know, great show following up with you know, just recapping a lot of this past year, and it's been a great year despite, you know, challenges and obstacles that we've faced, you know, as a movement, as an organization, and definitely I know many of us have faced some obstacles and challenges, you know, personally. But despite all of that, putting that next to and comparing it to, you know, all of the great things, the great victories that we've all experienced and encountered, you know, the past year, you know, there's no comparison. You know, we could sit back and we could reminisce, remember a lot of the great moments, and the more that we do that, it definitely will overshadow, you know, the challenges. Challenges, you know, sometimes people look at them as setbacks or failures, but to sum it up, I would say that there are some great learning experiences, you know, going through, you know, many things. And it has truly been a great year. You know, Eugene, you know, really ran down a lot of the great things, great guests, the shows, you know, that we've had this past year. We've had a lot of, you know, great, you know, special guests come on, you know, this past year. And we're just going to keep that momentum going, you know, for the next year. You know, some people look at the first as the beginning of the year. Many of us, you know, we don't. You know, I look at each day as a new opportunity, you know, for something great to happen. But, you know, just going with what many people would say, many traditions, hey, we're going to start on the 1st of January, then the 1st of January until the end of 2022 is going to be some great, great, great things happening. And I know that we got some great guests lined up to be on the show. I know we got some great follow-up from the previous, you know, shows that we've had. Specifically, I know when Eugene bring all of this great information, you know, every Thursday for some of us, hopefully a lot of us that participate and have the opportunity to be in the group chat on WhatsApp. It's just a continuation, you know, what goes on. And if Eugene were to bring all of that information that, you know, a lot of us get to see and share in that chat, man, this show would last, you know, 24 hours, because there's some great, powerful things that are happening and coming out of the motherland. So, you know, definitely has been a great, great experience, and a truly appreciative of all of the hard work that, you know, Brother Eugene puts in. It takes a lot of time. It takes effort. It takes some research, you know, to be on top of what's going on, you know, in the motherland and connecting that here. So it is definitely greatly appreciated, you know, in many ways. And as you mentioned, you know, sister, you know, the opportunities that has come out of all that's been shared, you know, this Thursday night shows. I mean, there's so many people talk about wanting to connect with the motherland, whether it's business-wise, relocating, buying land, and all of those opportunities and many, many, many others have been just laid out every single Thursday. So, again, it's greatly, greatly appreciated. And 2022, hey, it's just going to pick up. You know, we're going to pick up and continue on with the great things that we've been doing.
Brother Greg, don't you got some? You got a special guest coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he's, you know, I was speaking to a brother, Marcelo, who's actually going to be on, you know, with us next week. Marcelo is, you know, studying, you know, his doctorates. He's out there in Austin, Texas, in Latin American and African studies. He's originally from Brazil, but he's been here, you know, studying. I believe it definitely is the university, you know, out there in Austin. And, you know, it's something that's been in the making for the past couple of years from friendships I've built with an organization in Brazil that initially kicked off in about 1977, 78-ish. And it's called MUN, Movement for, you know, Black Unification. And they were pretty much on the same page, in the same line as our Black Power slash, you know, if you want to, you know, call it, label it Civil Rights Movement, but more Black Power Movement, on the same line. They admired and they imitated and they put into practice during the same time as our Black Power Movement here was getting kicked off. It was, you know, the same thing going on there in Brazil. So we're going to have, you know, one of the founding original members of that movement, Movement of Black Unification, translated into English, from São Paulo, Brazil. And even as we're speaking, they're reaching out to the original founding member of the organization in Rio de Janeiro. And it's going to be a great show. We're definitely, Marcelo is going to be on to help translate or interpret, you know, anything that's needed. But this brother's going to bring, you know, he's going to talk about the experiences of the organization, you know, beginning in its inception back in 78. A lot of the things that they've gone through and experienced, and you're going to hear a lot. It's the same thing here, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, of African descent, you know, being oppressed, brutalized, you know, murdered, same things. You know, we hear a lot about, and we've learned a lot about the boycotts, the sit-ins here. They were doing the same thing. And I know one thing that, you know, Marcelo was definitely, hopefully would share about is just how the government, you know, played a major, major role in working together to make sure that these organizations and this movement did not unify, because they understood the big picture of what exactly they would be facing if you could take a movement such as the one that took place in late 60s and 70s. Just imagine, you know, our ancestor Kwame Ture. Imagine John Henry Clark, you know, in his younger age, you know, connecting with these brothers and sisters over there. You know, that would have been just a powerful force to be reckoned and written. And in a lot of books that were written by the Brazilian historians and writers, they actually talk about and reference a lot of what we study, you know, here, a lot of our history. You know, we speak of Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, and so forth, and they were in collaboration with them, you know, back then. So, you know, just imagine if that, you know, unifying would have taken place. So, you know, that's going to be a great, great, great show, you know, next week. And, you know, a lot of people – I know in Brazil are excited about it. You know, they've been, they're anxious, you know, for the show. So it's going to be a powerful one, and that's just going to be one of many, many other, you know, great shows to come, you know, in 2022. So, you know, I know we got a few minutes left. If anybody out there who can, you know, hit that number one and chime in, you know, hit that number one, you know, because we're going to bring this in a powerful way. You know, no more sitting back just listening in and absorbing all of this. You know, we really want to hear and get some good feedback, some input, because someone can share something and you never know what you're going to share can change the next person's life. You know, you might have a couple of words that, you know, you might share about something you might be experiencing, something that you might be going through, and that just might be what saves another person. We don't know, you know, what someone is going through. You know, I know we've had our tough times, our rough moments, you know, this past year, and, you know, reality is a lot of people have, you know, they've thrown in a towel. You know, they've thrown in a towel in many, many different ways, so... You know, whenever we talk about hitting that number one and sharing and making comments, you know, it's not for, you know, our egos. It's not for, you know, anything of that nature. But we understand, and we got a good understanding of just how words can be so impactful and so moving. You never know, you know, what the next person is going through. And it might be something that you can share, you know, that just lifts them up and just turns and changes their life, you know, completely around. I don't say, a 360. I say 180. You go 360, that's a full circle going in the same, back in the same direction. But you can change somebody's life, turn it right in the opposite direction, a total 180 turn. So anybody out there, hit that number one, Black Power.
Black Power, that's right. Prince number one, as we have winded down to the last 13 minutes, if you have a question and or comment, we love to hear from the people. That this is the People's Radio. While we're waiting for folks to chime in, I also wanted, so that's on January the 8th, we will be having our brothers come on and plug us in. Oh, January the 7th, correct. January the 7th, Friday, next Friday, January the 7th, we're going to make that connection with Brazil. With South America. We have a lot of people that are listening from South America as well, as it shows up on our stats. And then on January the 10th, we will have Mawali Baruti to come on as our special guest, and he will be presenting on the warrior characteristics, the characters of a warrior, the characteristics that represent a warrior, and that's definitely are going to be a powerful broadcast. We have him on. We've had him on a couple of times before, and you definitely want to have your pen and paper ready when our dear brother comes on. So we're kicking off 2022 in a very powerful and strong way internationally, and as well as getting fed by some of our great brothers and sisters that are here with us right now. So, Brother Eugene, Brother Greg, you both have been very instrumental with keeping this broadcast successful as it has been. As I checked the stats on yesterday, our listening ship is now up to 614,000 and some change. So, this broadcast is has a listening of over, so that's well over 500,000 people that are listening to this broadcast or have listened to this broadcast across the planet. This network that we have with the New Black Panther Party and all of our allies reaches across the globe. The content that is presented is clearly content that the people are interested in, and not only that, the information that the people need. We use this time for the proper propaganda, political education, right information. On yesterday, on Wednesday, every Wednesday night, we do a COVID update from Dr. Eileen and the doctors and researchers and scientists and grassroots organizers over at the Your Immunity Project. And we also played a clip from one of the doctors that who was part of the Doctors for COVID Ethics. And the information that came out, not only that they were able to present, you know, it deserves some follow-up. One of the doctors, as we ended the show last night, Dr. Arnie Burkhardt, who is a pathologist, medical doctor of pathology, indicated that what this vaccine is doing
and this is very important. This vaccine is causing lymphocytes. These are cancerous or cell-killing cells that are breaking down the immune that are affecting major organs. This is what these vaccines are doing to the body. This is not a vaccine to medicate. These are genetic modifiers that people are injecting into their body. And that was from a pathologist who looked at the deceased bodies of various, specimens of people. And they were able to say that this is not normal. You do not have anything natural in nature that will cause cells to be attacked in all of your major organs. This is truly unnatural. Now, that was from the pathologist who had reviewed the bodies of people who died from car wrecks but had been had taken the vaccine, and they saw this deterioration taking place in their cells because they had been vaccinated. You had people who went to the hospitals who died and had attacks on all of their major organs. This is what this vaccine is doing to our people. This is no joke. And this is affecting us globally. It doesn't matter if you're listening in Houston or in Accra, Ghana. If you're listening from Rio de Janeiro or Tokyo or Jamaica, this attack has been affecting us all. We must take it very seriously. Dr. Aleem and those at the Your Immunity Project have provided a solution in the herbal supplement or the dietary supplement of Paxlimune, which contains alpha interferon, which helps to trigger your body's natural interferon. And interferon is your body's main, one of your body's main mechanisms for fighting off illness and building your immune. This is why we say building your immune. What is the immune system? Your immune system is your body functioning in a proper manner. It's all of the systems functioning in a manner that it should properly be done. If you were wise enough not to take this jab, as one of the doctors stated from Doctors Without COVID, it is a loaded jab. It's loaded already. The hospitals are reporting most deaths as COVID for financial reasons, even if they were not, because they get paid five times more if they report it as being COVID related. There are doctors who are being fired because they don't want to participate in the scheme. There are doctors who have come up dead for speaking out about what's taking place. But there are those who, despite all obstacles, have stood their conviction and are speaking the truth, black as well as white. And it's unfortunately many of our people don't believe it till they hear from the white man. Dr. Aleem and his team at the Your Immunity Project have this information. I'll go back and listen to our Wednesday broadcast. The new threat that they are saying is going to be hitting us is smallpox, biological weaponry. This vaccine is affecting your body's natural ability to defend itself. This is why these variants are coming out. Variants. Your body should naturally produce interferon and other mechanisms to defend itself. But when you introduce something that's genetically modifying your body's natural ability to defend itself, and then they say you got to come back and get another shot and another shot and another shot, this is madness. It is a coincidence that the Omicron variant allegedly came out of South Africa, one of the most notorious issues of colonialism, where the British disrupted our people and have invaded and have puppet regimes in place wherever we have colonialist invasions. Unfortunately, we have had neo-colonialist opportunists who have been going along to get along because this is a financial deal. So, yes, it is important that we structure ourselves and prepare to do business and continue to do business, but we must be healthy and alive to do so. So we implore you, brothers and sisters, to take your vitamins and minerals and herbs to keep your immune strong. Drink plenty of water. Get plenty of sunlight. Exercise. And unfortunately, if you have taken the jab, you really got to do those things. You really have to do those things. So a lot of information has been dropped tonight. As we're going into the close of tonight's show, we'd like to thank each and every last one of you who called in to listen, each and every last one of you who have tuned in online to listen to this broadcast, as we know the majority of the people actually tune in online. And for those of you who want to continue to get more information, know that we have a broadcast every night. On Tuesday nights, we have, on Sunday and Monday, we have our national spokesman, Brother Malik Mama, who comes on, who drops jewels, proper propaganda with the political education. Then we back it up on Tuesday nights. We have Brother Tutmosis Sankara comes on with the Kibbalah News, giving the war reports and other information on the more of the political side of things that are going on in Africa and throughout the diaspora. Wednesday night, we do our COVID updates. And, of course, on Thursday night, we have Brother Eugene with the New African Network bringing us our business report and Pan-African diaspora reports. And coming up for 2022, our dear brother, Minister of Culture, Brother Greg, will be hosting Friday night. Every night we have information for you. And this broadcast is not happening out of just our good heart. As the brothers mentioned earlier, it put their brothers and sisters who are volunteering. Everyone that comes on this broadcast is volunteering. None of us are getting any salary whatsoever. We are not corporately sponsored. Although if you have a business, a black-owned business, and you want to have your business promoted on this broadcast, contact us at mbpp.org and we will give you the information about being one of our corporate sponsors. Moving into 2022, we will and are requesting corporate sponsorships to help continue this broadcast and to support the New Black Panther Party and those who are broadcasting as they are volunteering. Imagine what we'll be able to do if we have the sponsorship to be able to give a stipend to our hosts and guests. But as it stands, everyone has been doing this voluntarily. Even doing it voluntarily, it costs us monthly. We pay a prescription. We pay a subscription. But this is a prescription. We pay a subscription to do this broadcast that costs us monthly, but is a prescription that we are prescribing knowledge to you to heal you and to deal with the madness. We have a lot of people who listen consistently. They take their time. I mean, we got thousands of people that take their time to plug in and have been plugging in since 2013. We thank you. Support us by going to mbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party by going to mbpp.org. And if you simply want to, again, get follow-up information, again, that site is mbpp.org. We thank you for listening. We invite you to keep tuning in and to share this broadcast. As soon as this broadcast ends, it's available on demand. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ the New Black Panther Party, get the link and share the link with those who you care about, as we make it a point to bring you right and exact information for black liberation. Signing out, Black Power.